from the Career Opportunities Archives. What are you thankful for? This time on Career Opportunities. Helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for November 28, 2008. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Today's show, Thanksgiving. It's the Thanksgiving holiday here in the U.S., and many families are tucking into huge holiday meals and suffering the ill effects of too much food, too much wine, and in some cases, too much family. Others are less fortunate, though, and Thanksgiving Day becomes a source of sorrow instead of joy. The world is made of such dichotomies, and we should all be reminded that even the smallest of our successes are sometimes denied to others. In the end, appreciating those things we are thankful for requires thinking about how thankful others would be to have achieved the same successes. We fail to appreciate our successes exactly because they're ours. Having achieved these successes, they no longer mean anything. Despite the go, go, go nature of life today, time must be spent looking back over the previous weeks, months, and years in order to be truly thankful for what we've received. There are times when looking forward only yields fear and confusion. What will the economy be like in 2009? Will I still have a job next year, or even next month? What crises will we face in the next few months? The fact is, we don't know, and not knowing can be one of the most frightening feelings to us. We want the illusion of knowing the way, the right way, to proceed. We want to feel that everything is in order and under control, no matter how often life proves us wrong. Instead of looking into an uncertain future, we must turn to the past for comfort. What better proof of our future successes do we have than our past successes? How much more secure can we feel than when we look back and see that we've survived several trials and challenges? How much more hope can be generated than when we bask in the glow of our successes? We can't be thankful for events that haven't yet happened. We can only be thankful for the successes we have had, and this is exactly where we should turn our gaze this week. Typically, when people make up their Thanksgiving list, they are thankful for a lot of things that didn't happen. Their family is still intact and happy. They still have their job and maybe even a job they like. They're thankful they're still financially solvent and haven't lost their house to foreclosure. They're thankful that there isn't more war in the world this year than last, even if there can't be peace. Along with these typical items this year, I would ask you to be thankful for things that did happen. Be thankful for the success you achieved, both large and small. Be thankful for the people you met and the work that you did. Be thankful even for the possibilities that each day provided. Be thankful for the children that arrived, the marriages begun, the sunny days and star-filled nights. Be thankful for all that life has to offer, even if it is sometimes tinged in sadness. Be thankful for knowing these people who are no longer with us. Be thankful for their love and wisdom, which survives long after their time with us. Be thankful for the lessons you learned, even if you didn't want to learn them. So this year, between the football and the parades and the meals and the family, think about what you're thankful for this year. Be careful to celebrate your own personal successes and allow them to show you the way into the new year. Remember, life is not just something that happens to us. It's also what we make of it. Even if life wasn't perfect last year, and when is life ever perfect, there are lessons learned and successes gained, no matter how small. No matter what life might throw at you in the coming year, your success this year proves that you can create even greater success in the new year. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. You can find links to Career Opportunities, all my social media accounts, and everything else that I do at douglasewelch.com. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career and any questions you might have. Contact me at career@welchwright.com, post to our social media pages, add a comment on the website, or call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, please subscribe to the blog and podcast, join our mailing list, and share links with your friends, family, and professional contacts. Each one of these helps to spread the word about Career Opportunities to others. Thanks for listening, and please join me for the next episode of Career Opportunities.